Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I love music and I love live music. I used to go to a lot of concerts when I was younger. One of the things that always frustrated me about concerts was everybody knew this. The best tickets at any given show were not something you get your hands on unless you paid a ton of money. If you want to sit in the front row of your favorite concert act, it's going to cost you a fortune if you can get the tickets. And even if you could, they'd cost you so much you couldn't afford them. And as time went by, it's not gotten any better. But also, there was a really weird phenomenon. I remember when this happened. When if you wanted to buy tickets to see a show, you'd go to the box office of that establishment and buy the tickets there. And then suddenly, we had these companies that sold the tickets. And I remember there was one called CTC. It was a convenient ticket corporation, CTC. Early 1980s, late 1970s. And you would go to some place that had a CTC franchise, and you could buy tickets. So I bought tickets to see Van Halen at Cobo Hall at a CTC. And I also bought tickets to see, for instance, the Police, I believe, in Ann Arbor at CTC. And it made sense that, you know, if instead of driving all the way to Ann Arbor to get tickets, I could go up to the local mall and buy tickets. That's great. But of course, they charged a service fee. And as time went by, the service fees went up and up and up. And then, of course, it all became Ticketmaster. And we've heard about the battles over the years between artists and Ticketmaster, because Ticketmaster makes money. They don't take much risk. The artists, they make some money, but they take a big risk. They do all the work. And meanwhile, here's Ticketmaster just making money, printing tickets, making money. And in many respects, they were a monopoly. Now, there have been challenges to Ticketmaster, but we're going to talk about one of them right now. Keith sent me a story from Ars Technica, and Dan Gooden wrote, it's fascinating. Ticketmaster admits it hacked a rival company. They admit it. The rival company then went out of business. So apparently it served its purpose by hacking them. But they have agreed now to pay a $10 million criminal fine after admitting their employees repeatedly used stolen passwords and other means to hack a rival ticket sales company. The fine is part of a deferred prosecution that Ticketmaster entered with federal prosecutors. And it resolves a bunch of charges filed in the federal court recently. Charges include violations of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, computer intrusion for commercial advantage, computer intrusion and furtherance of fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and wire fraud. In the settlement, Ticketmaster admits that one of their workers that previously worked for a competitor then came to work for them and used his login credentials for multiple accounts to get into the rival's computers and use that to an advantage. At a San Francisco meeting attended by at least 14 employees of Ticketmaster or its parent company, Live Nation, that employee used one set of credentials to log into an account to demonstrate how it worked. Now, that worker was not identified in court documents. Later provided Ticketmaster executives with internal and confidential financial documents that he had taken from his previous employer. The employee was later promoted to director of client relations and given a raise. Court documents did not identify the rival company that went out of business, but Variety magazine is reporting that it was Songkick. Songkick was a competitor that filed a lawsuit in 2017 accusing Ticketmaster of hacking its database. A few months later, Songkick went out of business. The charges against Ticketmaster come 26 months after the former head of Ticketmaster's Artist Services Division pled guilty in a related case to conspiring to hack the rival company and engage in wire fraud. According to prosecutors, a former rival employee emailed the login credentials to this man and another Ticketmaster employee. The FBI Assistant Director William Sweeney Jr. said in a statement, "When employees walk out of one company and into another, it's illegal for them to take proprietary information with them. Ticketmaster used stolen information to gain an advantage over its competition and then promoted employees who broke the law. Besides providing login credentials, the former employee also showed Ticketmaster managers how to exploit a flaw in the URL generation scheme that the rival used for unpublished ticketing web pages. To prevent the pages from being accessed by outsiders before they were made public, each one had a unique numerical value, and the former worker told his new boss that the values were generated sequentially and outsiders could use this information to view the artist pages while they were still in the early draft stages." So in early 2015, Ticketmaster assigned an employee to learn about the system and use it to maintain a spreadsheet listing every ticketing web page that could be located. They would then identify the rival company's clients and attempt to dissuade them from selling tickets through the victim company. Besides being a $10 million fine, Ticketmaster has also agreed to maintain a compliance and ethics program designed to prevent and detect future hacking and unlawful acquisitions of competitors' confidential information. Live Nation representatives did not respond to a message seeking comment for the post. So the weird part about the story is that huge company has a competitor. They break the law to harm the competitor. The competitor goes out of business. Then they get caught for what they did. And they go, okay, we'll plead guilty and cut you a check for $10 million. They don't cut the check the company went out of business. They cut the check to the government because it's a fine, right? Criminal fine. And now, if you look at the situation from a business perspective, let's suppose you're Ticketmaster. You go, oh, we paid $10 million and put our competitor out of business. Isn't that a win? And one of the things that a lot of people don't understand, and I think it frightens people when they first realize this, but it's true, and I'm not trying to be using hyperbole here, but this is absolutely true, is that you and I are humans, we're people, we're individuals, right? So we do things, we think, we have feelings, we have a conscience on some level. And there are other entities out there that are not human, okay? Animals are not human. Corporations are not human either. Corporations are legal entities that the law says if a bunch of people want to get together, they can form a corporation. Or one person can form a corporation. Whatever it doesn't matter. One person, bunch of people can form a corporation. And the corporation becomes this legal entity that can do stuff. Now, all the stuff being done by the corporation is actually being done by people. But they're employees of or owners of the corporation, but they're not the corporation itself. So the corporation is this entity that, through legal fiction, does things, is responsible for things. And the interesting thing is that the benefits of the corporation flow to the stockholders. So it makes money, stockholders win. If the corporation goes belly up, you can pull the plug on it, walk away from it. So what? Start over, form another corporation. But corporations actually only have one purpose, and the purpose is to make money. And if you read the incorporation papers of any corporation, it'll often say corporations being formed for any lawful purpose, period. And it's basically to make money. And that's the stated purpose. You might say, Steve, of course they make money. No. The point is they can make money without worrying about their conscience because they haven't got one. It's a corporation. Corporation doesn't feel bad that it put its competitor out of business. Corporation doesn't go to jail. Corporation cuts a check. So the employees of the corporation appear to have made it to where the corporation broke the law. The law got broken in such a way that it put a competitor of the corporation out of business. The dust settles. Corporation's sitting here now in a better position than it was before when it had a big competitor. And it cuts a check for $10 million. As long as they came out ahead in that transaction, the corporation, in its way of thinking, which I'm using that as a metaphor, in its way of thinking, it did the right thing because it cut a check for $10 million and put its competitor out of business. And so that's one of the things that a lot of people have a really hard time grasping about American business. And this is true not just in America, but other countries also, but I don't think you're so worried about business in Germany as you are about the business in America, if you are in America. And that is that corporations often do things that you are appalled by, you know, where you discover that a corporation knew that a product was dangerous, but put it in the marketplace anyways. Or they knew the product was hurting people, but didn't report it for fear it hurt sales. Or they got reports that a product was hurting somebody, but they buried the reports for fear it would hurt the bottom line. And if a person was doing that, you'd look at them and go, what are you thinking? But when it's a corporation, you're tempted to say, I want to look at the GM of the corporation or the president of the corporation or the board of directors and go, shame on you. But those people aren't the corporation either. The corporation is that legal entity, the fiction, that just does stuff to make money. It's like that thing floating through space in Star Trek that just eats everything in its way. That's what corporations are. That thing floating towards the Enterprise didn't care if the Enterprise came or went. Enterprise gets in there, it's going to get eaten. Doesn't care. But so corporations do. So here we are. Ticketmaster admits it hacked a rival company. Company went out of business. And Ticketmaster will cut a $10 million check. Dust settles. Ticketmaster's down $10 million. The other company is gone. And here we are. Now, some people are going to ask, is it possible that the other company or the people who had an interest in the other company could sue Ticketmaster for what they did? Well, they probably could. They probably could. And they might get compensation if they succeed in such a lawsuit. What the odds are of doing that, I don't know. But then again, Ticketmaster's got a lot of money. That $10 million wasn't all the money they had. It's one of the reasons they agreed to pay it. They had it laying around. So, crazy story. Keith sent it to me. Thanks a lot. Dan Gooden wrote it. Great article for Ars Technica. Ticketmaster admits it hacked a rival company before it went out of business. Questions or comments? Put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The mistake you make is trying to figure it out.